This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in, toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind here as we launch into the third hour of the program, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. As usual, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give away. You want to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live? Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up via our email updates. You can, of course, follow our Twitter profile. We also have a Facebook page. These are the three different ways that you can get relatively the same news. It's just different ways of delivery because, well, you know, we want to be flexible. We want to make it so you can get the news about Free Talk Live delivered in the way that you would like it. So go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up. As we continue here, now we're actually going to go to the phones, but Mark, coming up, you want to talk about addiction. Want to talk about addiction to cannabis?
Yeah, it's an article
Is there such a thing? And also caffeine is brought up in that story as well. So if we get a chance, we'll do that. But, of course, your phone calls, the primary element. Evan is on the line in Michigan to start things out. Evan. You got to listen on your phone. It sounds like he's at a party. Evan, are you there? Let's put him back on hold. Let's put Evan back on hold. Maybe we'll be able to raise him a little bit later and see what's on his mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, let's jump into that addiction story if you have it ready.
Yeah, it's from alternet.com. As a matter of fact, I got it from freetalklive.com where people put stories from the internet out here for us to take a look at. And sure enough, it got voted up a little bit. And that's where I do most of my show prep now.
It's great. It's a great resource for us and for our listeners as well because there's far more than we can ever cover on the air on our website. Yep. And so it's really something you can really – it's a treasure trove.
Mm-hmm. So it's, as I said, alternet.org. Calling BS on the idea of marijuana addiction. It's laughable that the feds are pushing the concept of pot addiction when science shows that withdrawal symptoms from caffeine are far worse. Earlier this month, the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse announced plans to spend $4 million to establish the nation's first ever center on cannabis addiction.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It'll be based in Loyola, California. The goal of the center, according to the NIDA's press release, is to develop novel approaches to the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of marijuana addiction. Not familiar with the notion of marijuana addiction? You're not alone. In fact, aside from the handful of researchers who have discovered that there are gobs of federal grant money to be had hunting the government's latest pot boogeyman, there's little consensus that such a syndrome is clinically relevant. If it even exists at all. But don't try telling that to the mainstream press, which recently published headlines worldwide alleging marijuana withdrawals rival that of nicotine.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
The alleged study behind the headlines involved all of 12 participants, each of whom were longtime users of pot and tobacco, and assessed the self-reported moods of folks who were randomly chosen to abstain from both substances.
What?
Big surprise. They weren't happy.
Let me see if I understood what you just said. They had 12 test subjects.
Yes.
And all 12 of the test subjects were users of both cannabis and tobacco.
Yes.
And that they were supposedly studying their withdrawal from cannabis, but at the same time they had them quit smoking tobacco?
They might be sneaking the cannabis in there.
But am I understanding you correctly? They quit both tobacco and cannabis at the same time, and they're saying, yes. Well, this is evidence that people are severely addicted to cannabis. Look at all these withdrawal symptoms.
Yes.
and it's because of that that they launched some new millions or billions?
Four million.
This
is remarkably small, really.
This $4 million center devoted to studying and helping people with cannabis addiction?
I wish that the federal government would give us $4 million to set up a center to research freedom, natural rights or freedom or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That'd be great. They care about that.
Wow. So, that's stunning to me. I mean, it is so obvious that it's a scam. Now, look, I'm not saying that people couldn't be addicted to cannabis. I'm not saying that. I think that there are certain people that are more likely than others to develop a habit that can become serious enough to be considered an addiction. I think that's the case. However, I don't think cannabis on its own is a particularly addictive substance.
I sleep with earplugs every night. And I've noticed that I don't really, you know, when my wife's away, I still use the earplugs.
I used to do that. I always lose the damn things.
Yeah, sometimes they'll disappear. But it's rare.
Yeah.
Anyway, my but even when my wife was away, I'd still put the earplugs in because I've gotten used to it. Am I addicted to earplugs?
Well, we've discussed addiction before on the program in recent days, and I think that addiction and habit is a continuum. I think that on one end you have a habit that's not detrimental to you. On the other end, you have an addiction that is detrimental to your lifestyle. Like it's preventing you from, you know, remember when we read the story about the video game addict, the guy that was on playing World of Warcraft? He lost his girlfriend. He lost his job. He, you know, ended up having to move out of his apartment, move back in with his parents. I mean, that addiction ruined his life. That wasn't just a habit. It may have started as a habit of playing for an hour every day and then went to two and three and four and five and then it, you know, consumed his entirety of his waking hours. So I don't know at what point that it crosses over from being a habit into an addiction. I can't really say that, but I can look at somebody who has a habit and look at somebody who has an addiction and tell the difference. You know, it's one of those things I know it when I see it kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I do think that some people have addictive personalities, and I don't think that, you know, it's really fair to clump pot in. Pot's not an addictive any more addictive than ice cream.
I would agree with you there.
It's a pleasant experience for some people.
Right.
And
some people they would desire again and again.
Can't. They just can't give up some pleasant experience or another, you know, for some kind of other gain in the future.
Right. And many, many people can. A lot of cannabis users are.
But these same people, if they just, you know, their drug of choice were alcohol, they would be so thoroughly addicted and their lives would be so thoroughly ruined that, you know, it wouldn't even be an issue. I mean, they'd be absolute drunks, but they'd pick marijuana. So maybe they're somewhat more functional.
So is alcohol addictive?
Do I consider alcohol addictive? Yeah. I think alcohol is chemically addictive for some people. I think that, you know, sort of genetically or something that it is.
For some people.
They have withdrawal symptoms.
Could it also be the case?
Do people have withdrawal symptoms from not smoking pot?
Some people say they do. Some people say it's hard for them to sleep.
I don't want to tell you.
That's what I've heard.
If you get used to smoking something, doing something before you go to sleep, and then you don't do it, if you normally drink warm milk before you go to sleep, and then you stop drinking warm milk, are you addicted to warm milk?
1-800-259-9231 for your thoughts on the issue of addiction. 1-800-259-9231.
Marijuana fits into the fringe areas of addiction, if you're going to call it that. I don't consider it an addictive substance, and I don't think there's science out there that calls it that.
Sure as hell doesn't sound like there's any science. I mean, this is a joke, these 12 people. Can you get a little more from the story?
Sure. Don't try to tell Big Pharma, which hopes to cash in on the much-hyped pot and addiction craze by touting psychoactive prescription drugs like lithium to help hardcore smokers kick the marijuana habit.
Here, get off your marijuana by taking our drugs for the rest of your life.
And certainly don't tell the drug treatment industry, whose spokespeople are quick to warn that marijuana treatment admissions have risen dramatically in recent
years. That's forced by the courts. When people get busted for pot, they go into court and they force them into those treatment programs. But it's not like they're voluntarily checking in. Man, I got a problem. Help me out.
But they neglect to explain that the increase is due entirely to the advent of drug courts sentencing minor pot offenders to rehab in lieu of jail. According to the state and national statistics, up to 70% of all individuals in drug treatment for marijuana are placed there by the criminal justice system. Of course, in treatment. And the other 30% are placed there by their parents. Some 36%. And this happened all the time when I was a kid. I mean, it was just so common.
I'd buy my son a bag of pot.
What's that?
I'd buy my son a bag of pot if it kept him off inhalants. I mean, if it kept him off cocaine or crack or something like that. You know, I used to have a roommate who at one point was injecting oxycodone,
mm-hmm.
And that's real bad. Oxycodone, a lot of people are taking this product. It's a legal product available through prescription process, so they buy it in the gray market. Normally, it's just taken orally, but once you've gotten to the point of taking enough of it orally on a daily basis to where taking it orally just doesn't give you the effect you're looking for,
and it's time to start shooting.
That's when it becomes time to shoot it up. And he's not the only one who's told me stories like this, but he managed to get off taking oxycodone by getting on what he called, and I love the name for this, the marijuana maintenance program. The idea was that he needed as an addicted personality, he was at one point addicted to skydiving, as an addicted personality, he needed to have something that he could do to change his sensations and alter his state. And the marijuana was what got him through that phase in his life. Saved his life. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution to...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the different ways to listen to the show. We've got live streams, we've got our webcam, we've got listen lines. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and listen in whatever way you want, whatever works best for you. listen.freetalklive.com. Now then, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did, and I'm so glad I did, because it's been an amazing experience so far. It's been a total shift in my perspective and viewpoint, as we've been talking about earlier on the program tonight, shifting from a perspective of fear and violence and rage and anger.
There wasn't any violence. There was just rage.
Plotting of violence.
Right. You know, like this imagination of violence.
To shifting to a perspective of love and forgiveness and understanding and civil disobedience and non-cooperation and so much happening here. Of course, the politics is also happening as well and having some success. In fact, this year should be a real interesting year because a lot of the free staters, as far as the political thing goes, a lot of the free staters have now been here long enough to where they can run for political office here in New Hampshire. So it should be interesting to see how that pans out this year as well. But come on up here and be a part of it. FreeStateProject.org is the place to go to learn more, to get signed up. Over 10,000 people have now signed to and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 800 are already here in New Hampshire, and hundreds of have made the early move, as Mark and I did a few years ago. So you don't have to wait until a Free State Project reaches 20,000. In fact, I'd prefer you get here sooner rather than later. We need you. FreeStateProject.org. The more, the merrier. All right, so we're talking about the idea, and it's a silly one, of cannabis addiction. Now, you've got around the country people, various different people supporting the ideas of essentially legalization of cannabis. The numbers of Americans supporting full-on legalization of cannabis or decriminalization of cannabis are growing. There are a lot more Americans today than a decade or two ago that support that idea, and that's a good thing. But on the other hand, there are also people that are now saying that cannabis is addictive. This is terrible. We've got to create programs. Well,
the industry, if left to itself, is going to grow and grow and grow, as any other government-funded program does.
The industry of cannabis, you mean?
Drug treatment and the drug courts and the all that stuff that goes with it.
So what we're sharing with you here is a story from alternate.org where they're talking about some of these programs. They're creating a $4 million cannabis addiction clinic in California, and they're talking about there's so many more people now that are checked into cannabis treatment. There's a big problem now with all these people in cannabis treatment. Of course, the truth about it is that the people in cannabis treatment, addiction treatment, are there because a court forced them to be there or because some ignorant parents checked their kids in to the clinic. Nobody actually goes. Nobody I know that has ever smoked pot would ever go and check themselves into a clinic because they have a pot addiction problem.
I can't imagine they'd be able to afford it, for one.
They would just put down the bowl and stop smoking. If that's what they wanted to do, if they felt that they had a problem, they could just cut back or cut it off completely. I've never met anybody that was addicted to cannabis to the point where it was causing a detriment to their life.
36% of the people that are in these treatment centers apparently hadn't used marijuana in the 30 days prior to their admissions, but also.
36%.
Right. That's a real addict. Anyway,
they're probably in jail.
The concept of pot addiction is a big business, even if the evidence in support of the pseudo-syndrome is flimsy at best. What does the science say? Well, according to the nonpartisan National Academic of Science Institute of Medicine, which publishes a multi-year, million-dollar federal study assessing marijuana and health in 1999, millions of Americans have tried marijuana, but most are not regular users, and few marijuana users become dependent on it. The investigator added, although some marijuana users develop dependence, they appear to be less likely to do so than other drugs, including alcohol and nicotine, and marijuana dependence appears to be less severe than dependence on other drugs. How less likely? According to the Institute of Medicine's 267-page report, fewer than 10% of those who try cannabis ever meet the clinical criteria for a diagnosis of drug dependence, based on the DMS.
That's the government's own Institute of Medicine, by the way.
Yeah. By contrast, the IOM reported that 32% of tobacco users, 23% of heroin users, 17% of cocaine users, 15% of alcohol users meet the criteria for drug dependence. In short, it's the legal drugs that have Americans hooked, not pot. But what about the claims that ceasing marijuana smoking can trigger withdrawal symptoms similar to those associated with quitting tobacco? Once again, it's a matter of degree. According to the Institute of Medicine's POTS withdrawal symptoms, when identified, are mild and subtle compared with the profound physical syndromes associated with ceasing chronic alcohol abuse, which can be fatal.
I can say this. sorry, I just want to say that I have at certain points in my life stopped smoking cannabis. And in fact, for one year at one point, I quit for an entire year. And it was within the last decade of my life that I did that. Before that, I would quit for a month, you know, just like, just to make sure, because I'd heard the stories, you know, oh, it's a drug. Drugs are addictive. And so I wanted to test it out. I wanted to see, you know, well, I'm a regular cannabis user. Can I stop? And I did. Now, when I was going throughout my life and the periods in which I was not smoking cannabis, when I was not using that particular product, I noticed that things weren't really significantly different as far as, you know, I was still as spacey as I'd always been. In fact, I remember, you know, forgetting things when I was a kid before I'd ever smoked cannabis. So it's not like... It's not like it makes it so you are some sort of zombie or anything like that. I felt as though
it amazes me with the things you remember that people say on the air on this show. So
I didn't really notice any significant change besides the fact that I didn't really feel like I was enjoying my evenings as much. I enjoy the perspective, the shift that using drugs that can alter one's consciousness
everybody
have on me.
You know, most people rely on something to change their brain in some way or another. Some people charge up on caffeine. Mm-hmm. Some people drink alcohol. Most people drink alcohol at least some point in the year. I would say that's the vast majority of Americans drink alcohol at some point. You know, not everybody says, yeah, every weekend I'm going to get crunk. But they do a certain amount of drinking. And that's, you know, I mean, people like to alter their consciousness in some way.
Right, and that's all I really felt like I was missing, was like, okay, well, this is my life, and my life is fine, it's good, I don't have a problem living in that way, but I prefer to have some alteration from time to time. And so every time I quit, I went back, but that was my choice. I could have stayed quit had I wanted to.
Right, the idea of comparing marijuana addiction to tobacco addiction is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, I've smoked plenty of pot in my life, and I don't think about smoking it at all. Mm. I mean, it just, you know, unless it, you know, shows up in my face or something like that, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
Whereas...
But how long have you been quit on tobacco now?
Man, June?
You liar. You used that e-cigarette a few weeks ago.
But that's not tobacco.
It's, and that's true. It's not. It's just nicotine.
Right. And I could barely inhale it into my lungs. I just wanted to see what it was like.
Okay. Okay. And so you haven't used tobacco since June?
No.
But you're still thinking about it?
I think about it all the time.
Every day? Multiple times a day?
Usually at night.
At night. Is that normally when you would use it before?
Yeah.
I see. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your addiction stories. Is there anybody out there listening tonight that feels they've been addicted to cannabis? What were the withdrawal symptoms like? Did you have any? More coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchased from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, including our cam and chat room built into the same page for you at cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen and chat all at the same time. cam.freetalklive.com. The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Because over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh yeah, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. All right, so cannabis addiction. Mark, is there more that we need to tell on this this story here?
The story definitely goes on.
I don't know if we should do that because we've got Tommy in Glasgow right on the line. Let's talk to he's calling internationally here. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark, hello.
Tommy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me clearly?
We got you, man. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
It's lovely to speak to you guys again. Yeah, just on what you were saying there, you know, the state school model they use in schools here is based on the Prussian military state school model.
Yep, same thing here, Prussian schools.
Yeah, so it's all yes or no, sir, stand in line, regimented. And basically the one glove for all fits school system, as I've got here and over your place, it doesn't work, and it didn't work for me. And for myself, you know, when I was a kid, one of these laws that they had was, you know, don't smoke cannabis, it's bad for you. Oh, yeah, well, why do you allow alcohol when that's bad for you and kills a lot of people? So in my mind, and probably a lot of minds of teenagers, 16, 17, when they go into
I couldn't make that one out. Hang on, Tommy. You got to slow that. You got to slow that down. It's hard for me to. It was hard for me to make out that last sentence. Can you repeat that again? Uh oh. Oh no. Are you calling on a VoIP line?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm on you're back. We can hear you. Yeah. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
You can hear me. Yeah. So when people experiment with drugs at the first point, they're told that it's bad for you. But when I was a child, when I was 16, 17, I could see that alcohol was bad. So right away, I could see the hypocrisy in the law. I could see a fault, particularly when I started taking cannabis LSD and ecstasy. On the one hand, you've got authority saying to you it's bad, but then I'm experimenting with it and I'm trying it and I'm liking it because it's good. At the time, though, I've experimented with many range of drugs, cocaine. I even changed the dragon. I smoked heroin for a small bit. I was drawn into all kind of drugs, and it was the scene I was in, and it was the age I was in. Now,
yeah, I think it's bad for the state because if kids take drugs, they might possibly. And I'm not advocating that kids run out and grab some LSD or whatever. I'm just saying that in general, for me, when I smoked cannabis for the first time at age 16. I felt the same as you did. It was pretty clear to me that alcohol was pretty dangerous. I remember the first night that the first time ever that I had the opportunity to get some alcohol and get drunk with my friends at age 16. One of them ended up in the bathroom, locked himself in there. He was in there for a long time. We were worried about him. We had no idea what had happened to him. And it ended up that he had passed out in the bathtub. There wasn't any water in it, luckily, so he didn't drown or anything like that. But it was a dramatic experience and a somewhat traumatic experience. And my first experience with cannabis was not the same. Beyond the paranoia that I had of being busted or something like that, it was a much more positive experience, and it led me to opening my mind to the idea that the government had lied to me, and then I found out that they told me a whole bunch of other lies. Now, I think that using LSD and ecstasy and things like that at young ages can be bad because, well, they're getting their information about the drugs from their friends. They're likely, you know, not really knowing what they're getting into when they're doing these things. I think that that's kind of a risky situation because there's not good information out there amongst the teenage world about these drugs. I think that's not necessarily good. But I could imagine, like, if a family got together and decided they wanted to do something like ecstasy together, and they were doing it safely, in a safe setting, setting, I couldn't see what the problem with that would be. In fact, it has been used for therapy in homes and with people that have had abuse. It has been used as a very therapeutic drug where they have, for instance, sat in with a psychologist and taken ecstasy, and they've been able to break down walls that they've built up to actually address the issues of the abuse that they've suffered in the past. And I think that many of these drugs can be very beneficial. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say for myself, I was at the age of 17, 18, I was hanging about with, like, football hooligans, like, they call it soccer over your way, but there was a lot of people who were going to these football games to have a fight, and I was getting mixed up with the wrong crowd, if you like, and the acid house, the ecstasy scene exploded around about 1989, 88, 89, 90. And I went into that and I started taking ecstasy. And my group of friends changed and the atmosphere around me changed because instead of one of being on a war footing and wanting to fight, suddenly I was having this chemical-induced high. I was having tremendous feelings of empathy, and I wanted to hug and love everybody. And then gradually through time, it was a period of maybe a couple of years, I experimented with it. I came off it, I tried LSD, and I've managed to pull myself off. I no longer take LSD, ecstasy, heroin, cocaine, anything. And so, you know, it took me to a stage in my life where it's opened up my receptors in my brains, where ordinary people who have not experimented and have tried LSD or mind-expanded, you know, mushrooms, stuff that, because when you hear about people like Timothy Leary, you know, once you're taking LSD, that's you, you're on a trip for the rest of your life. Now, we're all on a trip, every one of us. It's how we're going from A to B, from this life to the next life, and it's what we fill our lives with. So we can go about being, you know, fascist and racist and want to fight people.
Yeah, I wonder how many of the people that would support things like war, you know, the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, or war in general, or, you know, cracking down on the so-called illegals. I wonder how many of those people have actually taken ecstasy. We've got to let you go, Tommy. It's been a great call. We're losing your VoIP line there, but I like that guy. Thank you so much, Tommy, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Amber, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Amber, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I had a friend that was addicted to OxyContin, and it, like, ruined her life. And I don't see how they can have, like, prescription pain pills. They can use that, and that's legal. And you can go to Florida and get those, but if you have a joint on you and you get pulled over, then you're going to jail. But if you go to Florida and get a prescription with your name on it, it's okay.
It's crazy, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's real double standard.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Thank you for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Amber, at 800-259-9231.
These are the questions that so many Americans have. I mean, because it just doesn't make – the drug war just doesn't make any sense.
I really think there is something to the idea, and it's a little paranoid, a little conspiracy theory, the idea that the government doesn't want people to do drugs because they might question the state. You know, they might come around to opening their mind to peace and love, and the state benefits when people are angry and at each other's throats. The state benefits when people believe that the other guys are the enemies and things like that.
I had a correctional officer in prison who suggested that it would probably the place would be a lot better if they just gave us a quarter bag once a week. Each of us a quarter bag once a week.
I mean, how many fights would there be?
Fewer.
Maybe over, like, whose bag is, you know, maybe taking somebody's bag from them or something like that. But yeah, definitely. I mean, you talk to any honest cop, and they'll tell you that they're dealing with fights from drunks, not fights, you know, domestic violence and that sort of thing. It's somebody who's been drinking that's beating their wife.
Not smoking pot.
More coming up here. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate, and you can do it without using your money or credit and replace any job or business income within 90 days. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught over 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought almost 2,000 houses and millions in commercial real estate. If you'll call 800-761-5821, 1 and leave your name on my voicemail, I'll send you my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and a complete guide to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license required, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-761-5821, 24 hours, and get my $69 CD and report free. Take your life back and turn this recession into the best year ever. Again, that's 800-761-5821.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 800-259-9231 tonight. Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, been on the drug war topic this hour, specifically the idea of addiction and whether or not cannabis is addictive, but we've kind of expanded out from there. We go to Ray listening in Austin. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Ray. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, since y'all have this topic of addiction, I was kind of curious because I've never understood addiction.
Okay, what's confusing about it?
Well, I mean, I don't understand why somebody can't just say no.
So you've never been addicted then, right?
No. Let me explain something. I've never drank a beer in my life. Don't care to. Mm. Never smoked. Never done any drugs. Don't care to.
Mark, can you explain it? You're addicted.
If you'd like to understand addiction more thoroughly, smoke some cigarettes for about a month. Then you'll understand it thoroughly.
But I wouldn't want to because they're pretty nasty.
Right. Well, they are. But then you'd understand addiction, like because what you've got for yourself is I'm better than the rest of the people because I don't do this stuff.
No, I didn't say that. You
didn't say that.
That's what it's sounding like.
He's just saying he doesn't understand it, Mark. That's a fair thing to say. He's never experienced it, so he doesn't understand it.
It's a craving more powerful than you've had for anything you've wanted up to this point, except perhaps something sexual.
I can't even say that I can understand it, because I've never been...
Let me say something. Even that, I mean, anything like that, you can still say no. I mean, I can't. I guess maybe I'm strong-willed. I don't know.
There certainly are people out there that just can't be addicted to anything. We read the numbers, and it was people that did heroin for a month, only 30% of them became addicted. Heroin's darn addictive stuff.
That's a good point.
And cigarettes, too.
But
so
I'd
say that most people are probably not as prone to addiction as others.
Mark, but point of information, you did say no to cigarettes last year in June.
Addicted to them.
Here we are in March, but you're saying no. The point that he was making is that you could just say no. You did just say no, and you're not. You know, I mean, you needed a little help. You took laser.
The Chantix and then Chantix. Like some kind of acupuncture thing.
So you kind of helped yourself along with saying
I think
no.
It's silly not to if you have those opportunities.
Right. So,
what I'm saying is, does it have to do with strong will or a weak willed person that can't say no? I mean,
it's partially chemical. Do you understand? Like maybe you've got body chemistry that just doesn't get you addicted to stuff.
Well, he also hasn't tried. He also hasn't done cigarettes.
He's chosen not to, and that's a good choice. Yeah, right. I tell him to stick with it.
Better to not have to face the addiction.
You know, I've heard a lot of this. You know, my wife tends to be one of them. This is why
Former drug counselor. Your wife?
Yeah, former drug counselor for a living. And she has this whole weak-willed, strong-willed conversation going on. But the fact is, the science says that there are people with certain body chemistries that are more likely to be addicted than others. And that isn't about will, that's about body chemistry. Are people with blonde hair are weak-willed because they can't make their hair brown?
Hello?
I don't know.
No, the answer is no.
I'm listening to you.
they have blonde hair because they have blonde hair, and people that are genetically predisposed to being addictive personality types are genetically prone to being addictive. That's just the way it is. It doesn't have to do with will, a strong will or weak will necessarily. However, when you can couple strong will with somebody who has no addictive qualities, then you're in pretty good shape. Or somebody who does have addictive qualities, they can probably push themselves through it. If you've got weak and addictive qualities, you've got a dangerous situation.
But what you're saying is it's chemical. If it's chemical, then why don't they invent a chemical that gets everybody off everything, then?
They do have chemicals for almost everything. I mean, they're working on it, I think, for alcohol. I've read about that. But they have, they've got pills right now that you can take that you don't have to smoke anymore. They've got all kinds of options. Barack Obama didn't have to go back on cigarettes. He could have,
You mean Barry Sortoro?
I don't know what that term is.
That's his real name.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
He didn't have to choose to smoke cigarettes again. He could have had e-cigarettes or, done all kinds of different options. But he chose to smoke cigarettes.
So does that explain, that conversation explain a little bit for you? Because like Mark says, if you haven't really been addicted, you can't really understand it from the inside or you're on the kind of an outside perspective. And I have to say, I kind of share that because I don't know if I've ever had anything.
It still sounds like a choice.
It's always a choice. You choose to start a choice.
If they have chemicals that would do that, then why don't people choose to, help?
It's always a choice.
Better?
It is always a choice. You are of two minds in this situation. There's the addiction you've created is this little mind inside of you that wants what it wants. It wants its particular brand of cigarette every time delivered exactly when it wants it, okay? Mm-hmm. And that little critter that you've created inside of you doesn't want you to try something new to switch and change, to change things up and therefore, cut off his supply of what he wants. So you have two thought processes. Is going on. Now, surely that's happened to you in life, right?
No.
I'd like to do that. You've never had a situation, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that at the same time.
No, I usually choose what I want to do.
All right, well, I guess I can't help.
You've never been torn between two different options in your life? I mean, come on, everybody's been torn between choices.
You decide which one you want to do, and you do it.
Yeah, well,
what they're doing. They're deciding they want to keep smoking.
But you understand what it's like to have a tough decision.
You make the decision that it's best for you, and you do it.
Well, the decision that they decide is best for them is to satiate the need that they feel at that time.
But can't they logically think this out and say, okay, that's bad for me, I shouldn't do that?
Many people get addicted very early in their lives. I mean, you don't find 35-year-old people running out and getting addicted as a major rule. The prescription drugs are a whole different story in this scenario.
I think that's
told
the part
they're safe and good.
I think that's the part that Ray doesn't get here, is he can see that, okay, well, logically it's costly to smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Logically it's, possibly damaging to your health to smoke cigarettes. So logically it would make sense to quit, but the part you don't understand is the desire on the addict's part to, as you're saying, Mark, satiate that need that little creature, if you will, that thought process has created the chemical.
It's like sex addicts. I mean, the big head should tell the little head what to do. You know that's wrong or whatever. Then
this is the struggle that they have. This is the struggle they have. I mean, from your perspective, having never been addicted to anything,
I don't understand it.
I know, and there's no way you will. I don't think there's any way you will, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think we've done our best to explain it. But there's a difference between hearing an explanation and really truly coming to an understanding.
Yeah, it's never going to be good enough for somebody who just doesn't have the experience and doesn't want to empathize with that sort of experience and doesn't make an attempt.
I can empathize with it because I've certainly had things that have required some will on my part, things that I've done that I should have done something else and that were maybe mildly addictive. I can say that I've maybe had some mild addictions, but never anything that I believe to be as profound as a
nicotine. I can tell
you,
if it wasn't for Barack Obama putting the federal tax on cigars, that I wouldn't have quit. I had no reason to quit until they, I found it to be morally abhorrent that the federal government was going to be collecting a dollar off of every pack or 40 cents off every cigar or whatever. It was 40 cents off every cigar that I smoked. I'd be giving 40 cents to the federal government. I know that money's fungible.
So that was enough to overcome the desire, but the logic wasn't necessarily.
Well, I want to make the point here that the money's fungible, and that means that they're going to, use it to kill people in foreign countries, and so, I couldn't do that.
Let's go to Rick listening in San Diego. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, on the subject of addiction, for instance, with cocaine, the way that works scientifically is when you take cocaine, your nerve cells aren't able to uptake and basically get rid of neurotransmitter, so it just starts squirting the same amount, but it's not able to get rid of it, so your body tries to adjust, and it starts to basically disable the system that detects the neurotransmitter. And once that happens, you just don't have as good as an ability to detect it. So when you take the cocaine away and effectively you aren't squirting out as much neurotransmitter anymore because your body's adapted, then you're kind of screwed because your body's already adapted for a state that where the cocaine's involved. And then when you take it away, you're going to end up in withdrawal. And that's sort of how all addictions work. It's your body trying to adapt. Does that make any sense?
Sure. Yeah, you've adapted to a certain standard.
Yeah,
and then
chemical state.
And that changes, and it's difficult. Hey, thanks. I wish we had more time for your call. I know you had something else you wanted to get into. Call us tomorrow night if you'd like to expound upon what you originally were calling about. And we are out of time. It has been Ian with you.
And Mark.
And Feed Your Addiction with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com. And
notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.